Okay, tonight we're going to adopt a number of policy elements. Anyway, so we'll we want to get out of here at least by 11. Is that okay? Okay. Maybe I'm kidding. Okay, it was a joke. Sorry, it's as bad as one of those Hoffman jokes. Okay, so we're going to go through by article, and so various staff have different articles, and so Article 1, we're going to start with that one. How's that for a good choice? And Danielle, do you want to, what do you have for us there?
Mr. Chair, members, in Article 1, there are a couple more things that we could go through. The first one is Senate Sections 19 and 20. They relate to MFIP residency, and they're on pages R19 and R20.
Okay. You want to move on?
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of Senate Sections 19 and 20 of Article 1.
Thank you. Any questions from that, from members? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails.
And Mr. Chair, there's one more House section in Article 1 that we could do. It's House Section 19. It's related to GRH. It's on pages R17 and R18. It's requiring providers to encourage sobriety. We changed the word enforce to encourage in the A62 amendment last week.
Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move House Section 19.
Members understand that. We're saying sobriety is prudent. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion's adopted.
And, Mr. Chair, I believe Representative Gottwalt had an amendment related to this article.
Do you know what number that is? Or Ms. Pinelli, you know what number that is?
Mr. Chair, it's the A-105 amendment.
Thank you. You want to move that amendment?
I'll move the A-105.
Don't have it.
Okay, it's being handed out.
And do you want to describe it for us, please? And which page is this on? R7? Oh, it's a couple. Go ahead, Representative.
It's on R7, R35. Those are the two pages for the amendment. As it's being handed out, members, this is a some language that was worked out with the Minnesota Grocers Association on behalf of retailers to make it clear that if somebody uses an EBT card in violation of this section, the retailer is not liable for that. It is meant to accrue only to the person who's inappropriately using the card. This is some language that was worked out with both the author and the MGA.
Very good. And there's a second part to it as well. The task force makeup.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for reminding me. Yes, another piece worked out with the MGA is, well, not with the MGA. This is just good language for the creation of the task force that's going to look into this issue further, and that's that one member of that task force will be appointed by the minority leader, and one will be appointed by the Senate minority leader.
Okay. Any questions from members? Anybody wishing to testify about this topic of EBT cards and grocers? I think it's worked out. I'm so happy.
Mr. Chair, noticed there's a minor technical thing that needs to be fixed. On line 1.2, it should say Article 1 and not Article 6.
Representative Gottwalt will incorporate
that. I'll incorporate that amendment, Mr. Chair.
I heard it. Okay. Any other questions? All in favor of the A-105 amendment as adopted, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It's adopted. Good job. Thank you for that. Ms. Pinelli, is that the end of Article 1?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I believe so.
Thank you very much. Article 2. Ms. Dave, is that you?
Article 2.
Oh, yeah.
Article 8. Chair, I think there are two amendments.
Oh, Ms. Cleveland, pull the microphone.
Sorry. Mr. Chair and members, I think there are two amendments. It's the A-102 and the A-99.
Which one do you want first?
The
A-102. If Senator Hand moves the A-102 amendment.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm sure you're going to like it. You can withdraw your motion if you like.
You're highly confident.
Mr. Chair?
Ms. Cleveland, you want to describe it for us?
These both amend language that you adopted last night, so I don't know if you want to reconsider it or just amend the adopted language.
I think we can amend the adopted language.
Okay.
So, describe, so 102 is on Article 2, line...
Article 2,
page
R34. This is related to the pre-hospital reporting for ambulances. It's taking out some of the changes and then changing the... moving up the date for the report.
Yeah, Mr. Doyle, will you come down and introduce your people? Just give you a chance to, they came all this way, and you have a new director, I think, so she can come with you. And I know you weren't counting on this, but you're flexible. So just tell, introduce, we don't really have a long conversation, but unless people want to hear all about how it's going. But introduce us to your crew, will you please?
Excuse me. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is O.J. Doyle. I'm here on behalf of the Minnesota Ambulance Association. The industry had a difference of opinion over the value of data that was being collected by the state regulatory authority, the EMS Regulatory Board. We had asked the language be put in, which passed the House. Subsequent to that, we have met with the acting chair of the MSRB, Kevin Miller, who is to my right, and Pam Bilodeau, who is the new executive director, and worked out an agreement on how to iron out the problems and the differences, and I think that both sides are satisfied with the language you have before you.
Well, thank you, and I just wanted to also welcome your, because you're just joined the, you're just the new director, right? Is that?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Any questions about the amendment?
I'll move the 8102 amendment.
Senator Hahn happily renews his motion. Any questions about that? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down. Ms. Cleveland. Oh. Is that
E99? Mr. Chair, the next one is A99.
You want to describe it for us?
This one is on House Article 2, page R51. This is amending the duties of the prematurity task force, adding in that they'll, in a list of things that they're reviewing, they'll also review potential improvements in the health status related to the use of healthcare homes to provide and coordinate pregnancy related services.
Oh, thank you, Senator Hahn. Maybe if, let me explain what this is. This is we had birth homes or pregnancy homes in the bill that needs some more work, and so it as an effort to move forward the idea, we're going to not adopt the entire pregnancy home section, which I know will make some people very sad. Because that was a wonderful piece of legislation, but it will slow it down and bring some more people into ownership of this with this two-line amendment. So, Senator Hahn, would you like to move that, please?
I'll move the A99 amendment.
Any questions about that? And so it seems like those are related topics anyway, so any questions about that from members? Anybody want to testify, bemoan the loss of that wonderful program? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. That's adopted. Ms. Cleveland, do you have anything else from Article 2? Okay. Article 3. Ms. Aves, the miscellaneous section.
Mr. Chair and members, there are four outstanding sections in the miscellaneous article that are policy only. They are House language only. In Section 2 on R1 is a provision for special family daycare homes that would allow providers to establish a daycare home in a... commercial space.
Thank you. Put her hand.
I move Section 2.
Any questions about that? This has been discussed quite a bit. There's a bill. Any questions, testimony? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Amendments adopted. And by the way, if you're new to our conference work here, if there's an amendment coming up that you really want to say something about, please wave your hand quickly, and we'll give you a chance to offer a thought. We do want to have as much process as we can, and we've been trying to have that all along, and I know we've had extreme amounts of input to both to all the 10 conferees and other members about the contents of these bills. They've been out there for a while, but I want to just make sure that. So if you're going to say something, wave your hand and we'll slow down for you. Ms. Hayes.
Mr. Chair and members, Section 5 on page R4 is related to a requirement that special transportation providers use the most direct route for reimbursement purposes.
Senator Hand.
Mr. Chairman, I move Section 5.
Any questions, comments, testimony? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted. Ms. Hayes.
Mr. Chair and members, the last two sections are related. They are Sections 7 and 8, beginning on R9. They're related to elevator code compliance.
Okay, Senator Hand.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Sections 7 and 8.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you, Ms. Davis. Is that the end of your article?
Section 8. Is also related to the elevator code compliance.
Okay.
Did you move both?
Well, Senator, I moved both. So
okay.
We could vote again, but anyway.
Aye.
Aye. Representative Gottwell votes aye. Any, Ms. Aves, do you have any amendments, or is that all you have for?
Article 3 has no amendments.
Wonderful. Thank you. Article 4, Ms. Aves, do you have something for that? Or is that?
Mr. Chair, there are no amendments for Article 4.
Woo-hoo. Okay, moving along. Article 5 may have a little bit of work to do. This is our large area of work tonight, members. And Mr. Tung. No, we're not skipping it.
We're going to work.
Oh.
Mr. Chair, members, the first section is the Senate language beginning on page R1. Senate Sections 1 through 3, the Freedom of Choice in Healthcare Act.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hand.
I move Senate Sections 1, 2, and 3.
I think the language is familiar. Any questions or comments from members? Testimony? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay. Duly noted. Thank you.
The next
Mr.
section
Chung.
Is Health Section 7. This is on page R8. This is language prohibiting providers from billing for medical errors.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 7.
Discussions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Mr. Chung.
Then on page R10, this is House Section 11. This is clarifying the effective date for when encounter data is used in state and private health care programs.
Senator Hand.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 11.
Questions, testimony, comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Amendments adopted.
Then members on page R19, this is House Section 23. I think the committee would just act on language that was put in by the House A67-1 amendment. The amendment is on line 112.32. After the word room, we add or by an ambulance service licensed under Chapter 144E. This was language adopted as part of the A67-1 amendment. It basically includes emergency or ambulance services as part of the emergency MA covered services.
Senator Hand.
And so. I'm just wondering if I don't move the whole section, I don't believe.
No, Senator, because part of that is tied to money and the tracking.
So I
think you would
section as adopted.
You could just move the House amendment, and then if this section is adopted, we would pick up the House language.
Okay, so then move the
I would move the amendment. I don't know what amendment number it is, but we adopted the amendment earlier, and I moved that language of the amendment.
Okay.
So we move the amendment as a. So we move the section as adopted, I guess, as amended would be.
That is tied to money. Perhaps it could be that if you
I understand. Adopt
we're
going to amend the language.
Actually. Yeah. If you adopt this provision, then you would take the House language with the House amendment.
And we'll do that with the money then.
Sure.
Okay.
And then maybe
so Senator Hand moves the oral amendment to that section. Is that clear? there more ambulance provisions in this bill? Or are you gonna? Thanks, OJ. Any questions or other people besides Mr. Doyle who want to testify? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Amendment is adopted.
Okay. Mr. Chair, the next section is House Section 24 on page R21. This is the care coordination delivered through pediatric hospitals, and there is a A92 amendment.
Mr. Chun, do you want to describe your course, please?
Mr. Chair, what this does, it sort of simplifies the existing house or the original house language. The original house language sort of picked up or authorized two different methods of care coordination. This just focuses or picks up language for one method of care coordination.
Oh, that's okay. Senator Hamm.
And Mr. Chairman, I would move the A92, which essentially I think picks up what paragraph A and H in the original language. Is that correct, Mr. Chairman?
Let's see. Mr. Chair and Senator Hahn, yes, I believe that's correct.
Okay. Any questions, members, testimony? Mr. Doyle, any comments? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Mr. Chun.
Yes. The next section is House Section 26 on page R26. This language increases the number of chiropractic visits that are allowed before prior authorization.
Senator Hamm.
I move House Section 26.
Any questions, comments, testimony? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Then House Section 27, right below that, this clarifies when the MA program covers acupuncture coverage.
Senator Hamm.
I move House Section 27.
And these are without cost, by the way. Any questions about 27? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted.
Mr. Chair, the next section is House Section 44 on page R41. And this is an exemption for a particular rehabilitative service facility once it reaches 30% or more of its patient population as MA clients. It can limit eligibility for particular categories of rehabilitative services.
Senator Hamm.
Move House Section 44.
Any questions from members? This actually puts a limit above the usual limit anyway, so any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted.
Mr. Chair and members, the next sections are House Sections 45, 46, and 47. These are related sections. They begin on page R45. They basically, expand the language on who can sort of establish a healthcare home to include mental health providers. So it provides a little more flexibility for that group.
Senator Hamm.
Move House Sections 45, 46, and 47.
Any questions from members? Comments? Testimony? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopted. Mr. Chun.
Okay. And Mr. Chair and members, the next section is House Section 48. The language is at the top of page R48. The first or the paragraph B that's listed there is tied to money. Paragraph C, which the committee could act on, is not tied to money. This allows the Commissioner of Health to grant waivers to healthcare home applicants.
Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, are we just adopting paragraph C?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hamm, yes, just paragraph C.
I move House Section 48, paragraph C.
Thank you. And just for what people understand about this, then I'll call on Representative Huntley. This is just to give flexibility if they have another way to achieve the same standard. Representative Huntley?
Well, Mr. Chair and members, what this does is allow people to be classified, or institutions to be classified as medical homes that can't meet the standards that everybody else has made. and were quite clear in the 2008 health care reform bill. I certainly have sympathy towards federally qualified health centers, but if they can't operate like a medical home, then they should not be classified as a medical home.
Thank you, Rep. Sahotny. Actually, when I was working on this, I kept your thoughts in mind, and so we're only adopting paragraph C, which is lines 136.3 to 136.6, which says if this just gives them a chance to meet the same standards in an alternative way. So it's meant to be, I didn't forget, so that may help you. So we're not adopting paragraph B, which does the deeming and all that, so I heard your voice. Any other questions about this? Testimony? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted. Mr. Chung. Okay.
The next section is House Section 49. At the top in the middle of page R48, this would require healthcare homes to coordinate their services with local and county services.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 49.
Any questions? Members, public, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted.
Okay. And Mr. Chair and members, next section, House Section 51, at the top of page R49. This is basically requires healthcare homes to engage with their local community and consult with the local community.
And Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 51.
Any questions from members, public? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopted.
Mr. Chair, I believe we can skip the next section and then move on to House Section 73, which is on page R69. This is a section that requires managed care and county-based plans to provide certain health education information to their enrollees.
Senator Hamm.
I move House Section 73.
Discussion, members, public, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopted. Thank you. Mr. Chung.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, the next section is on page R76. It's House Section 79. And the actual language would be at the on the bottom of page R77, lines 162.31 and 0.32. The remaining language in this section is tied to money and tied to the tracking, but this paragraph is a House-only language, not tied to money. It would prohibit the commissioner from adopting rules related to critical access dental providers. So you would act in just paragraph E.
Yeah, so we'll adopt that, and then we'll adopt the rest with the money if we do it. Okay. Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt House Section 79, paragraph E.
Any questions about this? Testimony? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopted. Mr. Johnson.
And Mr. Chair and members, we can skip the next section, move on to House Section 81 on page R78. This is an alternative medicine demonstration project, and there was an A96 amendment that was suggested by the department to make this project budget neutral or to remove the cost.
Did you say 96? What did you say, Mr. Trump?
It's the A96 amendment.
About managed
care? Well, this is referring to page.
Oops. I'm sorry. It is the A98 amendment. That's sorry right. About that.
I'm surprised we haven't got all memorized, Mr. Chairman. 98. Yeah, really, you're doing great. Yeah, we're getting it now, Mr. Chun. So thank you. Do you want to describe the A98 amendment, or did you already?
Sure. Mr. Chair, this is just language that clarifies or makes it even more clear that the costs of this will be borne by the participants and not by the state.
Yeah. Looks like it's doubly clear. So, Mr. Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, I move the A98 amendment.
Discussion? yep, you get to pay. Okay, seeing no testimony except for complaints from the audience about having to pay. No. Anyway, they knew they had to pay. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopted. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Kiffmeyer.
Yes, I have another commission meeting to go to, so I'm going to have to leave. But I just wanted to let you know that on the reports, we have an amendment, but it's
Let's
rather...
Let's do that now. We could revert.
Well, we're not ready. I just wanted to let you know we're not ready.
Do you want to do it tomorrow then?
Yes. Okay. I think it'll be better.
We'll hold on it. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So we have to adopt the section now, right? We adopted the amendment. Now we have to adopt the section. Oh. So, Senator Hand, do you want to move Section 81, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 81.
Okay, as amended, any questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted. Thank you, sir. Mr. Chun.
Okay, Mr. Chair and members, we can skip the next section, move on to House Section 106 on page R105. This is a provision that requires the Commissioner of Human Services to include information about payment options on each premium notice that they send out to Minnesota CURE enrollees.
Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 106.
And just members in the department, this idea actually came from a constituent, and they pay $4 a month for their son, and if they miss the payment, of course, they're canceled, and every month we send the bill to this woman for $4, and she puts a stamp on it, and she puts a stamp back on it for pay $4, and she said, why don't you just tell me I can pay an annual thing, or I could do a debit, and I said, well, I think you can. Anyway, that's what this is for, so it's just meant to be consumer-friendly, and we didn't take any savings for all those stamps, but I'm sure there could be a fiscal note somewhere. So, Mr. Chun, thank you. Sure. Do we adopt? Do we have a vote on that? All in favor of saving some stamps, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. Thank you.
Okay. The next section is House Section 113 on page R114. And, I'm sorry, this is the section that will be replaced by Representative Kiffmeyer's amendment.
Thank you. We'll hold that. That'll become amendment. So we'll hold.
So the next section would be then House Section 115 on page R117. This requires the DHS to issue an RFP to study provider billing patterns.
Senator Hanson.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 117.
Any questions about this testimony? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopted.
Mr. Chair, the next section is House Section 117 on page R118 at the top. This would require the Commissioner of Human Services to study specialized maintenance therapy.
Senator Hamm.
Didn't we not just adopt Section 117?
No, we did the one. We did.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Move House Section 117.
I'm 117, that's correct.
Right, 117, yes.
We're on Section 117 for all the confusion here. There's a lot of sections, and we're going kind of fast, but I know that. Any questions? Okay. Seeing no questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mm-hmm. Adopted. Thank you. Mr. Chun.
Yes, and then the remaining last section would be Senate Section 51 on page R121. This prohibits state funds from being expended in planning or implementing the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Section 51.
Representative Huntley.
Mr. Chair, and
I thought you'd be having a
Representative Hand. How does this relate to the fact that they've already received millions of dollars from the Affordable Care Act and are spending that money currently?
Senator Hand.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Huntley, I think this is a prospective law. When it is adopted, it just means that we can't continue to do that.
So we would have to send the money back then, Senator Hamm?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Huntley, I don't see that in the text of the proposal. So I would say not.
Just as I read it, it says state funds may not be expended. Representative Huntley, do you want to comment.
Well, that they've already expended state funds for a number of these things, and some of these grants, there is some amount of state money that goes along with the operations of those.
Mr. Senator Chairman, and then, as far as I know, when this was a provision Cernino proposed, I don't think it has a retroactive feature to it.
Captain Huntley? But for this to be nothing to talk about the bill on the floor, so we still have any other questions about this? Testimony, comments, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
An amendment.
And Mr. Tung.
Mr. Chair, did you want to move your A96 amendment? This is attached to a section that has money. This is the managed care withhold, but it's some clarifying language that.
Is this mine? Okay. On what page? R68?
Yes.
Let's revert back to that. Mr. Chun, can you tell me who hospitals described under Title 18, et cetera, are?
Mr. Chair, these would be basically children's hospitals. The federal site refers to hospitals with the majority of inpatients who are, I guess, younger than age 18.
And that would mostly relate to four certain ones?
It would pick up, I guess, the Minnesota children's hospitals.
All right. I think it's fine for now. Is there a fiscal impact to this? Actually, they have to manage other places more differently. That's all. It would just push the...
Mr. Chair, it would affect how the managed care plan implements the withhold. It wouldn't affect, I guess, the overall reduction in the capitation rate.
And I think it's worth the center hand you're willing to move that.
Sure. I'll move A96 a minute.
And to the members on this section, I hate to belabor the term work in progress, but we have to find some new ways to do our business, and this is an effort to do that. I see some forward movement on this section, and I'm encouraged about that. I appreciate the help from various groups like this. Just I'll offer a comment since we're on the topic of all some of these reductions. I appreciate very much the interest of the different groups working on what we're calling choice, the waivers, and different ways to do business. If you look at our budget in three pots, you got the healthcare part, the disability part, and the counties part, which sort of consumes the bulk of our money. I think if somehow we need to capture 10% out of that healthcare pot off the forecast. I think that gets us pretty close to home. One way to do is by reducing rates 10% across the board, which most of the people in the room don't find to be a tenable way. And so if we do business a bit differently, we can find ways to serve the same people with even better outcomes, perhaps. So that's my wish, and I just want to commend the groups that are working on that other project. And we'll have an announcement later about some future work on that. So any other questions about the A96 amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopt. Thank you. Mr. Chun, is that the end of it?
That's the end of Article 5.
That was pretty quick.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Huntley.
I thought that I had an amendment to Article 5. There's an A... 81. Okay.
You want to offer
we that? Don't need that at this time.
Okay. Let us know.
It amends the section that we're not dealing with today.
Oh. But keep it handy, and we're always happy to hear your manuscripts and how. The next section is Article
5. Mr. Chairman, before I have an A120 amendment that applies to Section 5.
I forgot to call for amendments. Any other members have amendments? Let me know.
Article 5.
Senator Hand. It's coming. Ms. Kavanaugh.
It's the A120 amendment. It, in effect, inserts a new section would be on page R. I think it's 120 or 121.
So it's just a freestanding amendment. It's
yes.
Page in line. So, Senator, you want to describe your amendment? Move it first and then describe it.
Yes, I move the A120 amendment. And, Mr. Chairman and members, what this does is ask for the commissioner to do some work to provide recommendations that would allow different benefit sets for different demographic populations, which is permitted under federal law. And then this report would be made to the chairs and the ranking minority members of the Senate and the House health committees by January 15th of 2012. So it's essentially calling for some work on an analysis and recommendations.
Any questions from members? And Senator, I know that at least assuming that the unless there's some constitutional change or challenge that prevails, that come 2014 we may have a different benefit set than we currently have, at least in terms of what's reimbursed by the feds, because they're going to have their essential benefit set that gets determined at some point, and there'll be significant meetings about what to do about those that are not deemed essential. And so this amendment makes me nervous, but I think we need to face that square on, so I think it's something we should do today. Any other questions from members? This is not something that's been heard. Do people know what we're voting on here in the public? We're asking the commissioner to come back with some recommendations about what plan amendments they might offer to have a different benefit set. Okay. Anybody want to? Seeing nothing, any questions from members? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted.
That's what another
Senator.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the A-121, and maybe Senate Council can tell me where in the side-by-side this applies.
Mr. Chair and Senator Han, this would amend the A-103 amendment that we adopted several days ago, so that's where it went, because we brought in that section that this amends into that section, or with that amendment. We don't have this section in either side by side, but I think what this amendment does is a paragraph that's in the special needs basic care plan section.
So you're amending Senate language then, in effect?
Mr. Chair, we're amending Senate language that was adopted in the A-103 amendment.
And we have not adopted that section? Or did
we have adopted that amendment.
But we did not adopt the section.
We did not adopt the right.
This is a second
amendment. Well, the A-103 had a number of changes, but this section that we're amending was in that amendment.
But we haven't adopted the amended section yet. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So, actually, we're amending Senate language at this point, in effect.
Yep.
Senator Hamm, do you want to move the A-20, or do you want to move it?
Move the A-121.
And so this talks about how many things you mail out to people. Has this got a postal impact? They lost a couple billion dollars, they said, so I'm kind of worried about that. Any questions about the amendment? Is the public aware enough of this to be comfortable with it? I see you nodding. Oh, happy public. Okay, seeing questions from members, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted. So the Senate language is amended. And not yet adopted as a section. Okay. Anything else for Article 5? Mr. Huntley, any other amendments? Okay. On to Article 6. Okay, Miss, we have need some testimony. Is Miss Ring here? Want to come down and we needed some testimony on something.
Mr. Chair, I believe
Miss Pinelli, you wanted to set up that conversation.
I believe what Ms. Ring is going to come down and testify on is House Section 14 and Senate Section 8 having to do with assessment and support planning.
And these are, we've not adopted either of these, is that right? These are, we held these last time because there was some concern. Is this point, counterpoint? Okay.
No.
Oh, you agree.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell us where are we now? We're in.
No, it's a secret. We're on page R29. There's a both
Article 5
section. The
Article.
I'm sorry, Article 6. I'm sorry. Article 6, page R29. Yeah, and is it really House? It says the Senate Section 8. Is it Senate Section 8 that you're here to?
Miss,
we talked about this.
Right.
Yes, Mr. LeBakewood, tell us what we're doing here.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, I can briefly summarize the two sections for you. Senate Section 8 allows a client's provider of services to submit a copy of the provider's nursing assessment or a written report of recommendations regarding the client's care needs at the time of a long-term care assessment. The assessor must notify the provider of the nursing assessment or the written report due date, and then the due date must be a must be prior to the assessment date. The House language, or I'm sorry, yeah, the House language, House Section 14, changes the time between the assessment request and a long-term care consultant's team assessment from 15 days to up to 20 days, and allows the updated assessment to be completed either face-to-face by phone or written communication. It also requires the community support plan to include annual and monthly budget amounts for the services, and there's no overlapping or conflicting language, so the committee could adopt both sections.
Okay. And I think we'll be urged not to. I think I just have a suspicion. Ms. Ring, do you want to tell us what you have to? Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Julie Ring from the Local Public Health Association, and my comments tonight are to the Senate language. And it's actually not a concern. There are two provisions, actually. One is the Senate Section 8, and then another one is further down. So I'll just make sure we've covered everything. But brief history on this is this language came forward. The Senate language is part of a bill that was carried by Senator Rosen, and in the House it was carried by Representative Mack. That was a long-term care imperative bill, which is why my friend is here with me, because we have agreement on a compromise that was reached with the bill's authors early on. And we think a piece was carried into the Senate a little bit later that wasn't intended to. And then specifically to this section, Section 8, we're completely fine with the language, but we made an amendment in the House to clarify the language based on a recommendation from the Department of Human Services. That language is in the House policy bill at this point, I believe, and we thought if you were going to move it forward here, you might want to reflect the same language. But I wasn't prepared to give you an amendment tonight. I could certainly read it to you or share it with you in another form if that's what you would prefer.
Well, Ms. Ring, how long is it?
A couple words, about a sentence.
Why don't you give us the sentence?
I'll explain it, and then you can decide, I guess, how you want to move forward. But it would be in Senate Section 8, on line 11.8, so we're on R30. And before the word with, so at the beginning of the new language, we would add a clause to clarify, and it would say, and I can say this a couple times, for persons who are to be assessed for elderly waiver, customized living services under section 256B.0915, and then we would take the capitalization off the with. And then further down on line 11.9, after the word clients and before provider, we'd insert clients, current or proposed provider. This just narrows the focus on elderly waiver, which is what the intention of the customized living providers was. And so DHS recommended this language to us to make sure that was clear. And I'd be happy to repeat it if you want to do something with that tonight.
You want to move that? Senator Hand, you want to move that? And then I'll have Mr. LeBakewood or Ms. Benelli repeat it for us.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to. I think one of the things I was concerned about is I know that we had a hearing in our committee, and there were, I think, as I recall, some negotiations that went on after it was initially introduced and discussed. And I just wanted to make sure that whatever we're doing here is reflecting the continued agreement that we saw in the Senate hearing.
So did you move that?
And I will move that amendment with the assurance that that is the case.
So, Ms. Holstey.
It's an oral amendment.
Mr. Chair, members, I'm Heidi Holstey, representing Care Providers of Minnesota, as well as Long-Term Care Imperative, which is a collaboration between care providers and aging services, and yes, it is an agreement that we have all reached.
Mr. Chairman, maybe we could ask for a repeat of the language.
I thought I'd ask Mr. Which of you
Would you like me to do it again?
Yeah, why don't you just repeat it, Ms. Ring, and then if you can provide a written copy to staff.
Sure, I've got it right here on my computer. I can give it to whoever would like it.
So, Ms. Ring, give us the second run at it, and then we'll...
Sure. So, again, on line 11.8, at the beginning of the new language before the word with, we would insert, for persons who are to be assessed for elderly waiver, customized living services, under section 256B.0915, comma. And then on line 11.9, after the word clients, we would insert current or proposed. So that would read clients, current or proposed provider.
Okay, I think we've got it. Any questions from members? Do you have that clear enough to be dangerous here? Any questions from members, comments, any public testimony? Good to hear people working together. Senator Han, renews his motion. All in favor of that amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed? That's adopted. Why don't you...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Could I propose an oral amendment?
You could propose anything you like. So what would you like to do?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On line 11.8, after the word the in the new language, could we add written? So with the written permission of the person? It's an old habit of mine from the nursing days.
All right, we need more paper. To the testifiers, does that make anything complicated, or is the written good, or people scratching their heads? Ms. Holste, what do you think?
Mr. Chair and Senator Hoffman, I think that it seems like an easy answer, but because this was a work of the Department of Human Services, Local Public Health Association, Minnesota Council on Health Plans, and the two organizations that make up the local long-term care imperative, I think I can't just say yes. I think that it would be something I would have to pose with all of those parties. It was a long talks and long negotiations.
Ms. Holste, could you file by tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, so what, Senator Hoffman, do you want to just withdraw it for now and we'll take it up tomorrow?
That'd be fine, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. It's all part of that collaborative process. So, and I know that they will do what they said. So, Senator Han, do you want to move Article Senate 8 as amended, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Section 8.
Any questions about that? And all testimony? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted. Going to move Senate House Section 14 then?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 14.
Questions about that? You moving your hand? Okay. Let's see. I want to talk about it. Okay, it's not. Okay. Any questions about that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Those are both adopted.
So, Mr. Chair, our actual bigger concern is on Senate Section 14.
Okay, that's...
And I don't...
No, this is a good time to bring that up since you're here. So what page is that on?
And I thought there might just be confusion because we have a House 14 and a Senate 14 in the same area.
It's very confusing.
So it's on R42, Senate Section 14. And I don't know if you were planning to work on this one tonight. But
this is a good product for... Yeah, go ahead.
Our recommendation as part of our agreement would actually be that you not adopt Section 14. We don't think this one is quite ready. It was not intended to go forward. As part of our compromise, we think it was mistakenly included. And we have had a long conversation amongst all the partners and agreed we need to work on this a little more this summer.
Okay. We're just kind of puzzled. Why wouldn't you want to give the provider a copy of the plan? But maybe it's a top secret plan.
No, the short answer is that right now the provider is given the written orders for the services that they're required to provide. The written care plan is a result of the full assessment that the assessor does, and it includes a wide variety of things that other providers might be providing, not the customized living provider. And the feeling was that right now the customized living provider can get that with the permission of the client. And so there's some concerns about the private data included in there and what pieces the customized living provider really needs versus what pieces wouldn't be appropriate. So we want to work a little more on that.
So so Senator Hoffman are back to that written permission thing. So
I think Senator Hoffman would probably like this.
So this is so they can be so if the client wants to give it to the provider, they can give them the whole thing. I got it.
Right, Mr. Chair. Currently, they can currently do that, and this.
All right.
Would go further.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I remember the hearing we had, and I hate to. Thought this was a part of the agreement at that time, but if you are in agreement that it wasn't or shouldn't, I'm happy to take it up.
Okay, well, that's...
Or I guess we don't have to take it out, we just don't have to adopt it.
You can refuse to move it.
All right, I refuse to move it.
All right. The Senate position, Senator. I'm sorry. okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For coming.
Thank you.
Ms. Spinelli, what's next? We'll make sure we get those. What's
Mr.
the next
Chair and members, that's the end of the sections that are contained in the side-by-side right now. There is an amendment that I think somebody might want to offer. It's the A104 amendment. It's to include in the continuing care article Senate File 1137, which relates to performance-based organizations.
Oh, this is the...
Oh, this is the... Yeah.
What is this now? And,
HR 104. This is just placed in. This is stuck in. No worries.
Yeah.
Do you want to make the motion?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I would move the A104 amendment.
So, Ms. Spinelli, you want to describe this for the public?
Mr. Chair and members, this basically allows the governor to designate one or more programs within the Department of Human Services and within up to two other executive branch agencies as performance-based organizations, and then it sets out requirements for the performance-based organization agreement, duration, legislative approval, and reporting.
Senator Hamm.
And Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, this, you may recall, there's been a number of bills associated with the initiative that was brought to us by the Lutheran Social Services, the My Life, My Choices, and there are several provisions related to that. This is one of those. We amended this, the original language in the Senate committee, and this amendment reflects the language that was adopted in that committee. My understanding is that there still may be some concern, but I think that even though it's not in either bill, there are other provisions related that are in the bill, and it might be good to keep them all in one place. But I just wanted to call attention that this is the language that we did adopt in the Senate, but it may be necessary to revisit that language at some later date. But this is the language that we adopted, and I think it makes sense to keep it in the bill with the other provisions related to this.
Thank you, Senator. This is the performance-based organizations project that was heard in the House in at least two committees. The Senate version is a bit different, and we're willing to accept the Senate. Is anybody from the audience? Is there members? Questions from members at all? I know we heard this. Any public testimony on this? It wasn't part of the original conference, so there is a. Seeing no interest in talking about this, except maybe everybody's happy about it, Senator Hamm renews his motion to adopt Amendment A104. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? It's adopted. You want to ask? Ms. Spinelli, did we adopt Sections 3 and 4? Is that from... We did that before. Okay. We're all split away. So nothing else in Article 6?
No, Mr. Chair. That's the end of Article 6.
Okay. And then Article 7, is that...
Chair and members... There are no new sections to adopt. There is an amendment, the A94 amendment, that is a revision of the wider human services project.
Article 7. Oh, good. And I still give you my.
This is part of the Bill House deal.
Yeah, we worked here.
Mr. Chairman, I move the A94 amendment.
Ms. Aves, do you want to describe it, and then I'll offer some follow-up comments, probably.
Mr. Chair and members, when this language was originally drafted, There apparently was some confusion about the process by which the legal responsibility was to be transferred to the tribe. So this language tries to clarify that there is to be a transfer of the legal responsibility. It lists what the transfer is to include, the financing, the services, and the determination on which programs will be transferred, and the timing of the transfer are to be decided by the tribe and the commissioner. It sets out the process and then requires the commissioner to report to the legislature, to issue a report to the legislature detailing the transfer progress, and that if legislation is needed to fully complete the transfer, then the commissioner is to submit that proposed legislation along with the written report.
Senator Hand, do you have any? Let me just stop her. There was a couple concerns. One was about planning and legislation and so on, and this makes it clear that we're moving ahead with this with some specificity about what shall be done. The transfer will include financing and services. The county funds will not be used for this, which makes Manoma County very happy. Try to keep the deal going there, engage thoroughly in the discussion about this, which is great, I think. And the other question was about families, and so we use a state definition of that, so it's not tied to federal. And then in terms of reporting back, they're not going to have a plan that they're going to tell us about. They will have their own plan internally, but that's not up to us unless we care to know about it. But they'll give us a written report about how it's going, and then if they need legislation to advance this project, then that'll be brought to us in a department bill. And I'm pretty eager about this. So, any questions from the members, public? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Now, Ms. Davis, there's one other thing in here to this topic, and I didn't ask you about this, so I'm just gonna how we do it here. I asked Mr. McWhorter about this, though. In the Service Delivery Authority, we allow a tribe to be a Service Delivery Authority if they're more than 20,000, I think. Are they allowed to serve? Is there some provision that we could allow a tribe to counties can join with other counties. Is there some provision, or is it already possible that a tribe could join with other tribes to do Service Delivery Authority type work? And do you want to just, you know, and Mr. McWhorter actually is going to tell us. So I just want to be sure we cover that so that's possible. So Mr. McWhorter will, there. Yeah. Mr. McWhorter, thanks.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Ralph McWhorter with Minnesota Department of Human Services. And to that question, actually, in the House provisions in Article 7 related to the Service Delivery Authorities on page R16, line 296.26 actually allows the council to recommend to the commissioner to exempt a single county, tribe, or consortium of counties from the minimum population standard. If the county, tribe, or consortium of counties can demonstrate that they can otherwise meet the requirements of the chapter. That I think that would address your concerns about what size limits. Above that on line 296.25 is a reference to the size of a tribe being 25,000 or more.
And Mr. McWhorter, maybe on 297.19, it says the Service Delivery Authority may allow an additional county, tribe, or consortium to join that. So I guess I just wanted to be, it just dawned on me that if these are successful, this group is successful, they might want to incorporate Leech or some other tribes. And it seems like that is good, and I'm very happy about that. And any, thank you very much. Thanks for being here, and good luck with this project. Any other questions about this from members or comments? And so that's done. Ms. Aves, anything else?
Mr. Chair, there's nothing more in Article 7.
Okay. Article 8. Ms. Aves.
Mr. Chair, there are several outstanding policy-only sections. The first is Section 3 on page R4 that prohibits layoffs at the MITO program.
Senator Hand.
Mr. Chairman, I move Section 3.
Yeah, Section 3. House Section 3. Any questions about this? Testimony? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There being one and a half ayes. Senator Ms. Aves.
Mr. Chair and members, Section 4 is the next section. It's also on R4. it allows for treatment of civilly committed tribal members that are committed by the tribal court.
Senator Hand.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 4.
Any questions? Comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's adopted.
Mr. Chair and members, the next section is Section 5 on page R5. This is a section related to local agency duties related to limitations on chemical dependency treatment.
Senator Hand.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 5.
Questions? Comments? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopted.
The next section is Section 7 on page R6. This deals with a limitation on residential chemical dependency treatment payments under the Consolidated Chemical Dependency Treatment Fund. There is an A90 amendment for this section.
How about A95?
A90 is a very short amendment that we can probably do orally.
Senator Hand offers the following oral amendment. Do you want to move the...
Let me describe it to you. There was some concern expressed about the definition of episode, the way it's used in this amendment. So we have defined episode as meaning a span of treatment without interruption of 30 days or less. That way, if an individual is admitted to a hospital and then gets transferred to a residential treatment facility within a 30-day period, it won't count as two episodes of treatment.
Any questions?
And I can read the page and line designations if you would like, or I have a copy of it. You can just.
Senator Hand, did you move that?
I will move that to oral amendment.
Okay. I think we're clear. As long as staff has it, we understand the intent. Discussions, testimony, questions, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's adopted. Now we can move Section 7.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 7.
As amended.
As amended.
Questions for this? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? This aids.
Section 12 on page R9 is an instruction to the commissioner to issue a report on the use of the community behavioral health hospitals.
Senator Hand.
Chairman, I move House Section 12.
Any questions about that? I think we don't have enough information coming back. This is a work group. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ms. A.
The next section is Section 13 on page R9, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's integrated dual diagnosis treatment. This was amended by the A72 amendment.
Senator Hand.
Mr. Chairman, I will move the House Section 13.
And members, there is a witness available if anybody has questions about this. Anybody have questions about this?
Mr. Chairman, was there rulemaking involved? I believe that was...
Mr. Chair and Senator Hand, that's correct. There was rulemaking in there. In my discussions with the department, they have said that they were already in the process of implementing this program and that there would be no extra costs that would be involved with following through on this instruction.
Senator Hand.
And Mr. Chairman, thank you. That was just a concern. Typically, when we see rulemaking being required, there is often a cost associated with that. So, but there is none.
There is not.
Okay. Any? Okay, because they're underway doing it. So yeah, it's actually part of the business. They're doing work. This is part of the work. So we intercepted them right at the right time. Any questions about that? Person got one? No? Seeing none, all in favor of Section 13 as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. Ms. Hayes.
Mr. Chair and members, Section 15 on page R10, there is an A95 amendment with this. And as this will be amended, if the amendment is adopted, the commissioner is instructed to issue a report on the ratio of employees in management positions to direct care staff for the Anoka Treatment Center and the Security Hospital at St. Peter.
Senator Hand, do you want to move the A95 amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I move the A95 amendment.
And this is pretty, it just deletes a couple lines and renumbers. So thank you. Questions about that? Senator Newman. We're telling on the amendment first. Actually, the amendment just takes out paragraph 8. So we'll take your
question.
Okay.
You just answered.
That's, we're here to help, Senator. All in favor of Senator Newman be an enthusiastic voter on this one. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The amendment's adopted. To the amended section, anybody have any questions about this? And I wish this department the best. They are working a way to do good work, and they got their hands full. Senator Hand, do you want to move Section 15 as amended?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 15 as amended.
Questions about this discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Adopted. Ms. Aves.
Section 16 on page R10 instructs the commissioner to establish criteria for exceptions to the limitation on the chemical dependency treatment.
And Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 16.
Thanks. Any questions? Members, public, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted. Ms. Davis.
Mr. Chair and members, the last section in Article 8 is Section 18 on R10, and it repeals the ANOCA redesign.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Section 18.
Any questions? Comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted. At the end of section, the article, since we're, there's no more.
Mr. Chair, time. It is.
Any amendments to this section that people want to bring up? See, other, are we, is there other things to do on this, or are we completed? Senator Hand, you want to comment about tomorrow?
Mr. Chairman and members, we are planning to meet again tomorrow. I do not know if we have a time established, but we will meet tomorrow. It is our intention to take up any remaining policy matters that members may have, that there may be a few things that may need to be addressed. But we've tried to take care of most of the language in the bill, and it is our intention tomorrow to adopt the tracking sheet that has the numbers attached, and that would be the major work of the committee tomorrow.
Thanks, and just to clarify, that would then complete this phase of our conference committee's work. And I'd like to announce at a time yet to be determined for Monday, I'll be calling a meeting of the Health and Human Services Finance Committee. I haven't told this yet to the people swirling about this choice waiver idea, but I'd like to give all those who've been working, any and all the people want to chat about their work on different ways to serve our state our clients with all this choice waiver stuff. With Mr. McAlpin et al. And health plans, if they would like to mention it, community health centers, if they have ideas how they want to do it. This is a chance to have a little public hearing about this. I don't know how long we'll go, but we'll go as long as we need to air some of these things. The department may have some advice they want to offer us. Technical advice at this point, I understand. But I think if we're going to get out of this alive, in terms of our passion and our concern for the people that we have so much concern about as a whole room of us, and as a state, and as care for the clients who we need absolutely to be healthy, that work like this is where we're going to, how it's going to work. So that'll be posted. Anyway, I think we might also do that. Kelly Land, if we... if you're working on this, I suggest you get a hold of Ms. Keel and tell her you have something to offer, and we'll try to have an orderly time of this, and I don't know what time that she does. She will know what time. So watch your schedule. That should be interesting. Not too bad, is it? 7 o'clock? Still light outside? I know you wish you could be here till like 3 in the morning like usual. Senator Newman, sorry, we're done. We're adjourned.